It's a regular roller coaster ride. But, yeah, I think the next thing I'm going to be looking into getting is a really, really huge tuning matcher that I can hook up on the outgoing part of that amp. And then that way I can kind of balance out between the antenna and the amp. I got everything balanced on this end from the amp to the radio, but I want to get something up there that can handle that thing on the outbound.
When you were talking about what it was doing on what you had in line, H1 and 9, I was waiting to hear where the tuner was, but I guess you're just tuning up where your SWR is already low and you're using the amp to do the tuning.
Well, believe it or not, I don't know if you've heard of them, but Maxcon antennas, they're over in Georgia, and there's a guy, Milton Lord, Tim Lord, his son, they build those antennas. Well, they build such a perfect antenna, it's not even funny. I told him kind of some of the issues and problems and things, like, you know, he even built me a 160 antenna that is like, you wouldn't believe it if I told you. But both antennas are off-center. It's got a 9-to-1 and a 1-to-1. So when you get on 40 meters, because 40 meters is always a problem child, it'll you always get RF backup on them. Well, it made a 1-to-1 balum that goes, you put it in line with it. But anyway, I got the 10-to-80 off-center, and then I got the 10-to-160 off-center. Now, you are going to be shocked when I tell you this. The whole band, from 10 to 80, is less than 1.5. You get on 160, I think it's about a 1.7. It's just barely over a 1.5. So, when I load that amplifier up, that amplifier actually can tune and load that SWR to match because it's already matched low. Well, I go inside the amplifier and fine-tune it to tune it to the radio. Well, once you match it to the radio, then you got to load up. You don't even have to use a tuner on your radio.
Yeah, that's good. If you got an antenna that'll do that, you don't need a tuner. And tube amps act like a tuner anyway.
Exactly. And I've tried to get people to understand that, and they just look at me like, no, man, you got to use that tuner and tune that thing down so you can up. Like, well, if you're doing that, you realize if you max that thing out to 500 watts, and then you tune that radio, you just castrated about 200 watts from your output. It may not show it on the front side, but on the back side, it's going to show loss if you put a meter on the other side of that amplifier.
Yeah, you're just making heat. you're just generating heat. You're not resonating the wire or emitting RF.
And there's something that I thought about building. I got to find out. A guy was telling me about it one time. He said there's a place somewhere over around Anderson you can buy aluminum stock pretty reasonable. And then I found out that DX Engineering, like I've got a blueprint that I've made up for a beam to make and construct and build. I really, really want to build this thing really bad. But it's a three-element, 20-meter beam, and I've configured it the way I want it, and I sent DX Engineering a message to ask them. They haven't ever answered me back, but I was going to see what it would cost if they cut all my material, made my matching network where all I had to do was connect my, you know, balun to it, and then I just build it, put it together. If I had half the money in it, I'd still have a decent beam.
If you had half the money in it, you'd still have a decent beam? Or you mean double the money?
Carol, in charging you for the aluminum, you would think you could save money instead of buying one. That's the way I look at it. That's what I was hoping.
Okay, yeah, that is hard to do. W4DJW syncing up with the repeater. Yeah, that is hard to do. That's economies of scale. When they buy a lot of it, they can get it cheaper, and they can make it cheaper than you can buy a one-off or build a one-off having to buy the one-off material.
And I've thought about building something a little bit bigger. You know, 40 meters has really been active, and, you know, there's only one general direction that I'd really want to work at 40 meter, but the 20 meter, I wanted to just make it and affix it to the tower permanently where it didn't move. All I was going to do was with the 20 was just, you know, set it with a compass up there and point it towards Rob. And the 40 meter, I was going to point it out west and just keep it fixed like it, because most everything I'm working is either west or east. Well, I can talk long path just as good as I can short path most time.
Well, I watch the Whisper map every single day, and I've noticed I'm getting a lot more hits over in Africa than I ever used to. I'm getting tons of hits down in Paraguay, Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, and Australia is lit up like a light bulb. So I think propagation's starting to come back a little bit. Anyway, that's where it appears if you watch Whisper propagation.
It's KG for me, K, just in case I didn't, but I did. Anyway, one of my hams sent me a video, and I watched it. It's on YouTube. This lady's telling a news broadcast story about this, that, and others and all that. And it was pretty neat that the 28th, the propagation took a turn for the good for us as hams. And it had a little bit of a burst. Now, I happen to be, you know, everything was tore down and all that. Some of my buddies were telling me they were making some really good contacts.
I haven't used that in a long time. I haven't tuned up that high up. I ought to try that. Just too many other projects going on. But I've heard that multiple times, that there have been openings. That and 6 meters as well.
It's real easy to make. It's not that big. But I know that I've got a 6 meter loop outside. I've got that 13B 2 meter beam. And I'm almost at a point where I'm thinking I'm going to, I'll either sell that 13B2 and or trade it for something, you know, whatever. But it's just, I don't know. I don't have a lot going on with 2 meters. And if I had anything to do with that beam, I'd have 6 more of them out there, and I'd just phase them all together and start working, try to work the space station or something. But I got it, and just not really interested in using it.
Well, save it. One day you'll go all the way up to 70 centimeters and be bouncing signals off the moon.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'd love to do. Now, I was going to ask you that thing that you got, will it work on 160?
I don't remember. I can look it up on the internet and see.
Boys, I'm sitting here thinking, I know we talk about it all the time. Whenever we do talk about it, I'm still interested, though.
That link is kind of slow, but I pulled it up. I'm looking. I'll let you know when I find it. It's got to tell me the range in here somewhere, but I'm not finding it yet. Yeah, it does 160 through 15.
I definitely need it. I need it up there on top, Ben, so I can get in there with them guys and talk. Some of them get up there, and they get to running a little bit of juice, and I come in there with about 140 watts is all I can do, stop radio. And, you know, they're like, well, I hear somebody in there, but they need a bigger antenna. What'd you say, Harold? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I thought I heard somebody in there. No, there ain't nobody in there. I'm like, you crazy old daggum. Never mind.
That's one reason I don't spend a whole lot of time down there. That and just too many other projects going on. W4DJW.
And Rob, at one time, he told me to tell you hello. He said, y'all are going to hate me, but he says right before he started the schooling, he had tore his whole shack down and had everything disconnected and everything kind of boxed up and put to the side because he's going to do a redo on everything. And he said, and then that daggum job come available, and he started school. So 2.5 months, his radio equipment's been in boxes, and he ain't even hooked up.
Well, that explains why we don't hear him randomly every now and then. Well, I guess he could still get on Echolink on his cell phone.
Yeah, and he told me that because of the job classification that he had to basically, for the moment, that it was best if he just ceased social media interactions with anybody. So he said he sort of just kind of muted everything for right now.
I know how that goes. Back during my summer, it was a lot like that. It was 14, 16, 18 hour days. It was miserable. I didn't want to do anything after work.
Well, yeah, do you have, you don't have any run 25 laying around, do you?
No, I don't have any tower stuff. I live in one of those neighborhoods where it's forbidden. Go ahead, Andy, W4DJW.
Question for MUK there. How well here on Saturday nights do you receive that station on AM on 1860 where they do the ARRL? How do you call it? I know Dave knows what I'm talking about. How well do you receive that station?
About 20 over.
Up my antenna business then. Okay. That answers that. If you get it 20 over, that's antenna issues. KI4LZI, still monitoring. I'll go ahead and if I have anything else, I'll come back in. KI4LZI.
Go ahead, Kevin.
He's looking for Ron 25. I might know somebody's got some. That's where I got my 130 feet from.
About 40 feet.
Been around the station for about, give me about 15 minutes. And let me unhook one antenna and swap over to another antenna because I can't roll this one completely the way I need to roll it to get a hold of the guy. I'm on a 13B2 I'm experimenting with. It's sitting on the ground, about 6 foot up off the ground. It's kind of leaning northeast right now, but give me just about 10, 15 minutes. Let me swap over to another antenna here, and I'll holler at him, and I'll holler right back at you. JN4UBG, I'll be clear. Give me just a minute.
That'll work. It's only 10:18. I'm going to be on here until midnight anyway. Might even be on here later than that. I'm sitting here watching Smokey and the Bandit and watching that bunch of goofballs act silly. And after spending 7 hours building a new shack, I'm like sitting here soaking up the glory in it.
Well, Wayne, I'm going to jump out. I've got some more work I've got to do on the prototype repeater. I broke it. I got to fix it. Because it's got to be used Monday at the club meeting, so I need to get back to work. But anyway, good talking to you, Wayne. KG4MK, W4DJW.
Enjoy talking to you, that's for sure. And anybody else in the group, the club, and everything else, everybody's really good, kind, natured, helpful, and understanding types of people, you know. That's what I enjoy about this machine here. And, you know, coming to the club meeting that one time, you know, I enjoyed that too as well. So, anyway, 73, see you. Have a good night. And just whenever you're ready to do something with that thing, you just let me know, and we'll get her done. I'll be sitting here listening. KG4MEK.